Welcome to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I have the honor of serving as the teaching pastor for the Plain City campus. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. You know, in our household right now, we are in full Christmas season mode. And as we move through the holiday season and an inch closer to Christmas, it's one of the most amazing times of the year. The lights, the music, the atmosphere, the joy, the presents, and the presence, and let's just be honest, the presence, right? There's no easier time of the year to get caught up in all of the goodness that's taking place. And on the flip side, there's no easier time of the year to get caught up in all of the marketing and the material things, and what am I going to get under the Christmas tree? Now, I love a present as much as the next person, and there's nothing wrong with getting amazing gifts for our kids and our loved ones, or receiving wonderful gifts for ourselves. Rejoice and take in those moments. But sometimes, if you're like me, the gifts can become the main thing. And sometimes our joy and our hope and our happiness and our satisfaction is tied to the gift or how many gifts we get. And when that happens, we place our treasure in what we receive, the material things, the gift behind the wrapping paper. And I'm just reminded of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, where he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, there's a lot in these verses, and my prayer is to come back to the scripture in a future DriveCast, but for today, it's important to take note of that word treasure. It's repeated three times here. And treasure simply means wealth. And if you're like me, my brain automatically goes to money, but the word treasure is more than that. It means possessions, valuables, material things, clothes, cars, homes, the things we have inside our homes. It's what you and I accumulate and store up. Maybe a practical way to describe treasure would be like this. A treasure is an abundance of something that is precious, collected, valuable, and gives us good standing for future use. Now, what each one of us treasures will be different, right? Because what I treasure may be different than what you treasure, but we need to recognize that all of us set our heart and mind and will on something, that each one of us sets our future on something. And whether we realize it or not, every day we choose to put our focus on something. Every day we choose to invest in something long term. Every day we strive for something that we hope will last. Which is why Jesus, in his perfect wisdom, tells us in these verses from Matthew where we should not store up treasure in the things of this earth, and where we should store up treasure in heavenly things, and what happens to our heart in the process of treasuring things. And what we ultimately see is this: our heart always follows the treasure does not follow the heart. And so as we move into this Christmas season, may we take in the music, may we be wowed by the lights and sing songs that we know and love and make memories with our family and experience the unforgettable moments of seeing the presents under the tree and enjoy unwrapping all of the gifts. But let's make sure we don't treasure the stuff over the Savior. Let's make sure the material things of the season, although wonderful, don't become the treasure of our heart. Let's reserve that spot for Jesus, the best gift the world has ever received. Let me close this in prayer, and then maybe you can take a few moments to continue praying just between you and God. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom and truth of your word. Thank you for the Christmas season where we remember the birth of Jesus. Help us to fully enjoy this time of the year, and at the same time, help us to put all of our hope and joy in you alone. May we treasure you. May you have our heart. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.